A very, very good evening to you, Zimbabwe Muhle. You're listening to Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Voice of America on Tuesday, Mshaka 4 September. I think it's 4 September. Mshaka 2, 2018. My name is Mike Hove.
And I'm Evan Zeninger.
Once again, Bafethu, thank you for joining us. Igamalami, I'm your host for tonight, Mike Hove. Lisandu ngena kuhlelo, The Connection, our youth forum program that is targeted towards tackling izinto ezikhangelele labatsha eZimbabwe, the youth. So, Bafethu, in today's topic, from the kicking off of electoral campaign, ekamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, he seems to have sung one very important message, I guess. Some would say important, some wouldn't say it's important. However, he's sung the same song in Zimbabwe, Lapo, wherever he goes in the world. He's kept saying, Zimbabwe is open for business. Now, that motto, ilenjongo A1, eyokuthi, he's looking towards opening umnotho welizwe. So that one thing that abantu abasakhulayo have asked for seems to be able to be there. Abantu abasakhulayo, a lot of young people have been asking for jobs, imisebenzi bafethu. And also, some have been looking for investment opportunities within the country. So, lamhlanje kuhlelo, we're looking towards talking to amanye ama panelists ethu who seem to have the answer to that. So, I don't know whether Zimbabwe is open for business or not. However, today, kuhlelo, we're looking towards talking to abantu who have come about with information that allows abantu abasakhulayo to not only invest within their own country, however, there will be employment opportunities. So yilolu daba olukhona lamhlanje egudwini, and we also want to hear from nina njengabantu abasakhulayo who are Zimbabweans, wherever you are in the world. Do you believe ukuthi ilizwe lethu is open for business? Njalo amathuba ukuthi kulomsebenzi, are there jobs in Zimbabwe? Bafethu ngenani kuhlelo vanso.
Mike,
let's keep on.
It's been a minute. Good to see you.
Yes.
So today, tilikutaura nezve vechidiki vari kuZimbabwe.
Ndiyo nyaya irimo.
Izi vari kuZimbabwe chete here kana kuti nevari kumwe kwese.
Kwese siyamuzwa umzilo mungameli esiti Zimbabwe is open for business.
Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe is open for business. Mm-hmm. Zimbabwe yavhurwa mikane yekuti kuitwe mabhizimisi. Mm-hmm. Vachitaura mutungamiri wenyika vamunangagwa ndoshoko ravari kufamba vachiparidza kwese kwavari kutenderera nenyika yese nekwavanosvika mumisangano yavanopinda. Shoko iro ravasikurusiya pasi. Saka nhasi imimi vechidiki chijana chiri kwamuri kuti tinzwewo kwamuri kuti muri kuiona here yakavhurika Zimbabwe, mikana yacho iriko here. Kune vamwewo vari kuti hakuna chavari kuona, hanzi dololo. Kune vamwewo vari kuti vari kuzvigona. Tinzwewo kuti vari kuzvigona, vari kuzvigona sei. Mm-hmm. Vari kuzvitadza voita sei kuti vagonewo zviri kuita vari kuzvigona. Saka tichataura nevamwe vakomana nevasikana vechidiki vane zvavari kutoita vari kusimudzira mureza weZimbabwe vari kwavari muchirongwa chanhasi. Saka uyai tikurukure titandare tiri pano, tichanzwa zvakawanda. Mike.
Ngempela Bafethu. So ukuti lingene kuhlelo to join our discussion namhlanje, please bhala namanombolo yenu noma lingasithinta ecingweni. The number to call is +12026192077. Yoni number inombolo yetu yase studio. That's our studio number, Bafethu. Lingasithumezela njalo. You can send us a WhatsApp message on +12024650318. Bafethu, the topic at hand is Zimbabwe open for business. Abantu abasakhulayo, are there employment opportunities in the country for you? Njalo, are you looking towards investing in Zimbabwe?
Mike, so the program is also going out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 4930, 6080 and 15460 kilohertz on Monday through to Friday at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm. So, Bafethu, it's Konanjalo, Ebule Njini, Kanyangani. For the past couple of days, we weren't on Facebook, but lamhlanje sikhona ukhasile to ele VOA Studio 7. That is our English page. That's where we are today. So, Bafethu, ngenani kuhlelo, balani milayezelo, nyoraima comments, enyu nyoraima number, odopinda mchirongwa. If you're looking towards joining the program, write it. We are live on VOA Studio 7. Konanjalo on our three web pages. www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, Konanjalo www.voandebele.com.
Mm. Mike, so who do we have today?
So, Lamhlanje Evans, Kangeluti, we're going to have abantu abasakhulayo who are joining the program.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, of course, our everyday listeners, our beautiful, beautiful family, we're looking towards having a young gentleman who's going to be joining our program. He's part mm-hmm. of a young Zimbabwean organization. That is looking towards providing young Zimbabwean miners with the opportunity towards getting loans, opening companies, and more within the mining sector. We're looking towards having another young entrepreneur who started a startup in Zimbabwe. Unfortunately, he just texted me like a couple of minutes ago to say he can't join us. However, silawama video ake that explain more about his work and more about employment opportunities. His name is Safara Makaza. He's the founder of a car sharing app in Zimbabwe that recently launched in Bulawayo. So if you're in Bulawayo and you think ukuthi then that was a transport zang super, check it out. It's called at Zim Taxi, ZimTaxi, Zim Taxi, ngiyaphinda njalo. And he also has other different platforms, Evans, that look towards linking up ama entrepreneurs that are in different fields.
Is he a mini Alibaba or something?
Well, we don't know yet. But you know, it's interesting because I've been having conversations with several different people and Abanye abantu keep saying, Uti, the next big startup place within Africa is in Zimbabwe.
You see, whenever there is a crisis, wherever it is in the world, believe me, there is a line of opportunities for people to just come in and pounce in. So, like you're saying, there is lots of opportunities.
Diamonds come from pressure.
My God, I don't know what to do, but we're going to talk to people who know what to do.
So, so as we kick off the program, I just promised you all, we have videos that illustrate imisebenzi yabantu laba abachiyeneyo. We're going to check out our first video, which is a video that was, which is about the company ekamnumzana uTafara Makaza, the gentleman I just told you about. He's the founder of ZimTech. He also, ZimTaxi. I don't know why I'm saying ZimTech. ZimTaxi, which is a car sharing app. He's also founder of different organizations. You guys should check him out on Twitter. Check out ZimTaxi at ZimTaxi. That's ZimTaxi. Check them out on Twitter and you'll find out more about their company. However, let me just give you a snippet of what ZimTaxi is all about. Bafetu, let's go to a young video there where we'll show you how ZimTaxi works and we'll come back and see Skuluma Njalo Ngobunengbet. Yes, Bafetu, you saw there how ZimTaxi works. For those that are living in the diaspora, you have a big idea as to how Uber and Lyft work. ZimTaxi is the same principle. However, Kanyangani, it uses less data. And of course, for we know that in Zimbabwe, Evans, in AA, data, in on net.
Hey, correct.
So this young gentleman, because he's so smart, what he did was he made sure to call in option iripo. So can only get a dollar ke airtime. You can call them and they'll organize a ride for you and you can pay for it. So that's how smart it is, unlike Uber. So Bafetu, that was Tafara Makaza. We also have other videos whereby he illustrates different ventures that he's in. And of course, for those that are looking towards joining his ventures, he will explain more. Unfortunately, we couldn't have him on the show. However, once again, if you're all looking towards learning more about these entrepreneurship, you know, Evans, within Africa.
Yeah.
Gone are the days where, you remember Dada would say, Mwanang and Okchkor.
Uno ziza.
With
a degree.
With a degree.
One pass.
Exactly. Nowadays, it looks as though the young generations, Tina Njenga, Bantaba Sokulai, we don't want to be someone else's employee.
Man, I think that's where the world is going to. If you check out most of the young millionaires in the world globally.
Bantaba Sokulai, yep.
My guy, uchaona kuti, vanu chae varukuita mari nochikisa.
However, we don't encourage kutusa
maybe sometimes haisinya yechikoro chete iri important mune vechidiki
vari kukura. It's about finding entrepreneurship
exactly.
Within yourself.
Exactly. Kuziya kwauri kuenda kwakakosha futi. Ziya kwauri kuenda chauri kuda ne end goal.
Right.
One.
With that in mind, Bafetu, let us go to our first guest of the day. It's Nitshelile Sathi Umnumzana Ephraim Fundikwa. He is the gentleman that I was telling you about who is part of the mining organization. Let's go to him and he'll tell us more about these opportunities that they seem to be opening up for abantu abasakhulayo. Bakuru, Bafundikwa, Magadie.
Kazwai, wakuru bagadio iko kumafefetera.
Aiwa, tiripo, tiripo. Tino kamchira ika mchirongwa chedu mkuru.
Aiwa, tino tenda nekuti pamkana. Wekuta ora oso, tino ita kuno Zimbabwe. Imimuri ikoko.
Aiwa, ndizo ezozo Evans. Chibota ora wakani wakuru.
Mkoma Ephraim, ziru kufamba ere?
Right, Evans. Ko kuno wakabarini.
Kubabatika ipapo.
Pazakango tanga kudaro taka batato siya.
Katisira kataka dai bati utashamisika odzoka uone kuti kuno kuva sina kudzidza vaya tochera.
Aiwa, cherai ndo zvatakutsvagirai nhasi izvozvo tinze kuti murikuzvifambisa sei kwamurikuchera chera uku. Zviri pamutemo here macherero amunoita? Ndechikorokoza here? Murikubatsira sei vamwe vechidiki vari kupinda munyaya dzekuchera idzi?
Inotenda. Organization yedu inonzi Zimbabwe Allied Youth in Mining. Inomiririra ndezvekuti vechidiki ava jona kuti vane nzira dzakasiyana-siyana dzavari kushandisa kuchera. Vamwe vari kuchera zviri pamutemo, vamwe vari kuchera zviri pamutemo vazhinji vacho. Saka takaona kuti mukana watinawo isu vaakuchera zviri pamutemo, toziva kuti takafamba sei kuti tigone kuchera zviri pamutemo. Ngatichitoraiwo ava vasati vachera zviri pamutemo vagone kuchera zviri pamutemo sezvinodiwa nehurumende yedu.
Saka munovabatsira sei kuti zvinhu zvavo zvirongeke pamutemo zvipindewo mugwara rinodiwa nehurumende?
Zvakanaka, isu sevanhu vakapfuura nomo taakuziva kuti zvinofamba sei kuti utore prospectors license kana uchida kuchera, uye kuti vanopega vanobatsira sei, masurveyors, maengineers vanokubatsira sei. Saka muorganization yedu varimo vanhu vandiri kutaura nezvavaa. Zvatinoita ndezvekuti unoziva panonzi kwaputika kwakati, tinomhanya ikoko. Tinobatana nevana vechidiki variko vanoshuvira kuti vapege nzvimbo dzakadero, then toengage government. Macommissioners variko vakatekeshera nzvimbo dzose, tobatana navo ivavo vanokwanisa kuti upega upegera vanava. Saka isusu seorganization tovaregista, voita mamembers edu, ivo vachiwana maclaims avo. Even mainvestors taakukwanisawo kuvatsvagira, nokuti padande mutande apa kungoposta claim yako nenzvimbo yayo nemarekods ainawo, kana unawo kana usina. Taura pachena kuti kuno hatisati taenda kulebhu, uyai tiende kulebhu tose noona mainvestors vachiuya. Saka ndodonzo hombe rekuti tichere pamutemo. Organization yedu ichabatsira zvakanyanya vechidiki kuti vachere pamutemo.
Aha, mirai tikubatei pamuromo musati maenda kure. Vabva vatotanga kufona vechidiki, ndofunga vamwe vanenge vachida kutobvunza wakuti muri kupi, zvinofamba sei. Saka batai zvenyu, makadaro tiri kudzoka kwamuri manje manje.
Zvakanaka.
Tanzwa kuti pabva patoita mwe mutere.
Ngempela Evans ngiyazo kuti silo mlaleli. Right, I hear we have a caller online. Caller mlaleli. Mtereri makade yenyu sawona poti. Hello.
Wenjani nomba?
Ngiyaphila baba, wena unjani?
Ah no, ngiyaphila.
Igama ngubani baba?
NguSolomon akonyoni la.
Right baba Solomon, angitsi indaba ekhona ekudwini lamhlanje uyayazi?
Ya, ngizwile indaba yegolide yokwemba igolide le.
Manje uthini ngalokho?
Ya, ngithi mina yabona indaba le inhle kakhulu, ngoba nje kuye ngama-resources awelizwe lethu afuze ukuthi abantu ngabayabhenefitha. Kuhle makuwukuthi kugejwa ngendlela e-right. Manje into ehluphayo ukuthi ngiyangibona kwesi sikhathi esiningi makuthiwa siya kuma-election, kuba yindaba esetshenziswa ukuthi abantu bacina sebevunyelwa beze begibha nendaba ezingakhangela kakhulu njengenjengemina ngihlala ekhwekhwe. Yabona ikhwekhwe, ngabe ikhwekhwe leya amakorokosa kungasesiphiwa amandla ngabezembusazwe, ibandla ibusayo lebeze begibha la ngethawuni konke inxabi kuze bafuna nje amavoti. Makuthiwa kuthiwa yindaba yethu kuthiwa ngathiwa yindaba efuze nga abafana abangasebenziyo baphila ngayo, ngathiwa bafakwa njengobaba lo ekhuluma nje ukuthi ngawuthiwa kule ndlela esifike bebe ngama-groups bethola ama-license kusetshenziwa okusemthethweni. Manje twa ukuthi indaba yakhona nje kukhulunywa nje ephepheni nje, kodwa practical on the ground awu into leyisebenzi enduthola ukuthi na abantu abadala bona abayibo abasiphethe embusweni yibo abantu ababenefita into eziya umntwana ogebhayelwa kazi kathola lutho abatholayo kuba ngathi basebenzela bona lawo abemkhaba lapho andiyabona ezendo zithe kuba ngathi ilizwe leli selingabantu abayengcusana labo abantu abayi 20 kufuze ukuba into yonke etholakala emhlabathini etholakala kube yini ibenefit yabona ayibenefit umuntu wonke
yabona yimani ima kancane baba hothi ngibamba umnomo siza ukuthi ufundikwa yena uthini naloko bafundikwa muri popa rinare yani bafundikwa
badobaye
right manzi wazurukutaurwa nemthelele here va Solomon
andina unyatso bata zvakawanda zvacho
right
dzava matambudziko mangu mashoma nene munogona kuita unpack ukoma.
Right, right. What I'll do is I'll unpack Nechirungu so that all of us inclusively can hear Zwarutara. Baba Solomon, and it's Lawi Skiwa, yes, Kulu. Ngiyakhuluma manje shona ngiyakhuluma manje. Ah ngempela masikhulume sonke ngesikhiwa ke. Right, Mr. Solomon, lapho ngizakubuza ngesikhiwa. What exactly did you talk about when you were talking about ama problems lawa that you are facing ngale kwekwe when you're speaking about IAA gold and mining?
I was actually saying that you know the problem with our country is that you know some laws are being violated when we are towards the elections when our politicians are campaigning, such that even our land being degraded because those go partners they are allowed to violate the laws. You see, and I'm just suggesting that if these that like this gentleman, what he's saying, that if our youth were accorded, you know, the right to work, you know, to do their mining in a proper way, so that respecting the environment, respecting other things, so that they can benefit from the land. But now, look, now the laws can be said, or the programs can be said now, but when it comes to the election, everything is just cancelled, and we work like the animal farm, you see. So now, I was also saying that, you know, you look at Zimbabwe, at the end of the day, find those people who are working on the ground, they don't benefit from the that panic. The big people who are establishing these, who are coming with these programs, that people are benefiting. At the end of the day, the guy who is panning there by Globe and Phoenix Mine or what Kitia Tota Mine there, he gets nothing at the end of the day. If you look at that person, he can't even buy a pair of shoes. You see, so that, to me, that one is no. It's like we are still under, you know, that time when we're being ruled by white people because we're just abused.
So, Mustafa Ndikwa, tell me something. As an organization, what role do you guys play here towards helping and defending the normal worker, especially now that we're talking about young people? Van Richardik.
Thank you very much. I think, first of all, we would want to acknowledge that there are a number of young people who are mining illegally. But we have engaged the ZRP. We also engaged the Environmental Management Agency because, you know, for you to be able to mine very well or legally, you need to have clearance from EMA. And the costs that are associated with that are one of the prohibiting measures that has been put that actually restrict young people to mine. Thereby, they will take the illegal route. But with an organization set up, we will be able to organize those young people into syndicates. And when you are a group of 4, 5, 6, up to 10 young miners, you will then be able to raise the resources. And since we also shared with you that we have specialists or experts within the organization, they will be able to offer those services at a discounted rate to our members. So what we then want to encourage is please affiliate as members, and when you are members, we'll then be able to offer such this. And then for the caller who indicated that would want to see a scenario where everyone who is engaged in mining, mining in a legal way, we want to subscribe to that notion. And also, just to take heed from His Excellency the President, who indicated that politics should economy takes the front seat. We hope that politics will not again take the front seat, but will continue taking the back seat. So with this, I think we have 5 years that we would be able to use to organize the sector, to organize the young people, so that even mentorship can actually be passed on from those who have been in, assisted during this time. So we hope that in all regions we'll be able to go through the process and assist as many as possible young miners, organize them in groups, engage environmental management agents, engage the Ministry of Mines, because they also have loan schemes of some sort in terms of Zimbabwe Miners Fund, which can assist in equipping those groups so that they can start to mine. And then we also engage Fidelity, which is the sole buyer of gold, for example, as you say in Mkwekwe, who would want that Fidelity be able to take profits from these groups. And this will also aid the development of our nation, especially in the advent of the currency, the United States dollars that we are looking for as a nation, would want that being retained in the country. And I think we are going in a positive direction, in a positive way, and these partners are responding very well to our call to collaborate and to work together, and we would want to see a better future for the young miners.
Baba Solomon, you are sitting there now, and
yabona ama program eZimbabwe baba wonke mayikhulunywa kufana nama program kaKhulumeni ngazi kube yicampaign yabo manje ikhuluma kanje ungavota usithi la ntamba abantu ngathule bakhona kuwezinto eright but at the end of the day into la iphumi yabona lapha enkona lapha eSouth Africa la ungaya endaweni ezingabo airport le eLimpopo le you know bane app elokuzini iChrome nabandisi ungakhangela abantu abaround indawo naleyo baphucukile bafana bancane abasebenzi they just get ilokuzema imali from ikhomina leyana theirs kwakhiwe kunezindlu ezinhle yabona Zimbabwe ungaze uthi uthiwa kunegold around lapha abantu bakhona bayasokola uye endawe zabo mvuma le lapho kunechrome khona got the best chrome edlele le eSouth Africa la iquality ukuthi ikuyaphi okuyinto lokhu amaprogram angaphuma kanje kodwa ukuthi kuzaphetha ngani aya kulapha ekhona maybe ngingasiza amadoda kule ndawo lapho yabona kwenzakala khona we are rated as the most learned people in Africa ngoba nje makukhulunywa nje epepeni kanje umuntu ole uyatshaya izandla ukuthi yes number abantu ngathukile kodwa ukuthi kuphuma kwinto khonokho uyoa at the end of the day laba abakhuluma bona abaphambi konabo bazokuba nemikhaba emikhulu kakhulu umuntu osesigangeni ngale hayi mina kazi ngibona ukorokoze obayi something size ngize ngibe la akwenzakali khonokho.
Hayi baba Solomon sikuzwile kahle, ngilethemba lokuthi laba abalaleli bakuzwile la umnumzana ufundi kokuzwile kahle. Siyabonga kakhulu, bekuhle ba la ukuhlela.
Lami ngiyabonga bakithi, ngiyabonga kwini labalaleli bonke abalaleleyo.
Thank you saka kuru vanzo mamunzwele ba Solomon
angazwanga
uSolomon ukhaliswa into A1 enkulu uyasho ukuthi okay, you know these ideas and these programs that are being set up, like for example the one that's being set up by Bafundikwa, they're great when it comes to paper,
right?
But it seems as though when the things trickle down, they never trickle down to the person on the ground. And zvakuru arikumusoroko vanenge achingodya madumba achingokura. But sanitary is what I got.
And now both Tara Shukura and Tara.
It looks as though the riches don't seem to trickle down, and he has a big problem with that.
Okay. Musaka Muchimbu Varuguti or my program, yes, I am in Gakanaka, Zirzinor, Zira Hong, and the Pakuno Zita.
And Iwa.
No Pereira Gumepo, Kumzasuka, Gunashino Shiki.
That's what he seems to have his biggest problem with. Ngizuthi silomunye umlaleli, umlaleli, caller, hello, and welcome to the program. Hello.
Yeah.
Magadi,
how are you?
I well, we're good. Ndiyana Rutsaura.
Ni Kelvin.
Bani?
Kelvin.
Kelvin.
Yeah.
Yebo Kelvin unjani?
Right.
Tawara uka na wa Kelvin Evans.
Kelvin Evans ni right. Mike Awuza, I wanna kutaura chidaro. Tawara Shona, utaura Ntevele, utaura Churungu.
Don't test it.
Mukoma Kelvin, zurufamba ile. Manje, hanzi na mkoma Ephraim varipo pa line hapa tatu chitaura na manje manje varu kushingirira kugadzirisa ne kubatsira kuti vechidiki vapinde muma mining structures vagone kuwana mashandira vangaite varu kuma mining uku. Imi muri mu line re mining here?
Yeah, anibari mwezo yudu zemtefi ya gere yungori yungo chaura mwezo yudu zekazi zhe yungori makoreshe yungi 38 years yungodara.
Mike, uruguanza mkoma Kelvin, va donza ZANU-PF mnyaya.
Asisto ZANU wafundi kofi, is he a member of ZANU-PF or not?
But just to get your thoughts on what mkoma Ephraim is talking about, and maybe from your perspective, say mchinda wechidikarimu Zimbabwe, arukunzwa president vachiti Zimbabwe is open for business. What's your take on what's happening and what can you do to tap into the Zimbabwe economic system?
Yeah, personally, chef on board not the varieties in Ghana. So most of them are just going to be now, but anyway. But I touch the mask not to be. The other is Zura Mazada.
Hey, munenge magaton mato maita throw in the towel, Remgom. If you were in the shoes of the president today or the minister of youth, what would you be pushing for? What would be the agenda for the youth economically in Zimbabwe today?
Mining, yes, mining is right, but I think I want to quit the mining.
As mining yacho ino generator kama mari mkoma Kelvin.
Yeah, na we mari. Kesh ino changba. Ndo ino sova zinjezo.
Hey, aywa. Dino, anza atsunya haru wa mkoma tino kutenda ine ne kukanda wa mashoko mudariro. Ndo vimboone waka terera wakuru. Vacha shinzu wa shamataura kuta. Vechidiki waru kudawo kutidai shambo itani pamwe. Vaona o kesh ichitenderera zinu shichita shakanaka. Alright, mkomo wangu. Thank you very much for joining us. Ticha kutaka zvakare mune zvimwe zvirongwa zvinotevera. Umuzwile.
Ngimzwile kahle ubaba Kelvin esithi yena ukhanye ngani sekhathele ubona ngani laba bezanu batshontsha imali what not kodwa.
But Mike, unoziva kuti chi pana pane mwenyaya yekuti dzimwe nguva vanhu vanotadza kuona zvakanaka kuri kuenda nyika.
Ngempera.
Vopedza nguva vachitsvaga kuti ari kutonga ndiani, asiri kutonga ndiani. But hona chamwari zvama racho, iwewe neni tofanira kungoshanda kuti tidye
tigude mudare. So,
at the end of the day, whether Mike you become president or I become president, at some point it becomes like
irrelevant who president.
Exactly. Tinofanira kungoshanda kuti so ameno rikatimbonzwa kuti vechidiki vari kushanda vari kuzvigona sei.
Ndiruba Fundikwa.
Yeah.
Mr. Fundikwa. Hello.
Hello.
Right, muchiri poparunare. Good.
Yes.
I have a very, very important question. Murukumunzwawo vaKelvin, Tony yavo didn't seem very inspired. How are you guys going about dealing with vechidiki that feels so defeated?
My message to Kelvin is, I'm not sure about his age, but if he is now a decision maker who is someone 18 and above, I would want to encourage him to get in touch with us.
Mm-hmm.
We can be able to change his mindset. I think it's an issue of mindset. Yes, he's looking for a job,
mm-hmm.
but he should be able to chart or to check the trends of the industry. We in this age, we may not be able to expect those big industries in terms of where we are going technologically and you know, where the world is going. There are a lot of opportunities in our sector, in this mining sector. And you can start small. I think Kelvin, there is all hope is not lost. You should be able to get in touch and you, we should be able to take him through the processes that may actually end up him being one of the prominent entrepreneurs in the sector.
Now, Mukoma, can you walk us through the process itself that allows Vanhu Echidikiwe ku Zimbabwe, abantu abasakhulayo, to become the top entrepreneur in Zimbabwe, especially when we're talking about the program that you guys recently launched?
And if you listened very well in our program, we were talking of gold and chrome mining. And recent, and the government has allowed, has always listed the ban that was there for export in terms of chrome, raw chrome. But we are saying, because we are not capacitated enough to be able to process, we can, in the short term or to medium term, export that raw chrome. And it's not a very big deal. You just go to the Ministry of Mines, and now it's decentralized. You can get to a mining office or mining commissioner in all the, at least in all the 10 provinces, you can get somewhere where there's an office. And you, it's very easy to locate where the minerals are, because, you know, we have these guys who are already on the ground, it's just an issue of organizing them. When Kelvin, if for example, Kelvin is able to organize these guys, 5 or 10 of them, and they start to mine together. So Kelvin will then be the advisor of some sort, say, this is how we use the money. We will take him also the entrepreneurial mindset change, where you're able to manage the finances that comes from that that mining process. Because what is happening is someone is just mining today, go and sell the gold, and then all the money in terms of financial management skills is also lacking. We also noted that we should be able to have a team that trains young people how to manage finances and to be able to save, to be able to invest.
Now, as the Zimbabwe Allied Youth in Mining, are you guys teaching them this stuff?
Sorry?
Danchiti, as the Zimbabwean Allied Youth in Mining, as an organization, are you guys teaching the youths how to manage their financial means?
Right, we'll do that through a partnership. Because there are financial institutions that are willing to partner with us in terms of training young people in managing finances. But the first thing is we, as the association, are going to organize the sector, organize the young people first. So when they are organized, and when we know their weakness, when we know the gaps that are there, we then invite the financial institutions to say, these guys are not banks. And we are happy that the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe has also launched the financial inclusion program. We say these guys are not banks. They just mine, they sell the gold and go back to the community. They are not able to manage the finances. Can you take us through the process of managing finances, the cost of managing finances? So it's something that we are going to do, but you would appreciate that in a sector like mining, where there are giants, like you have bigger companies that are already doing that, and they are these illegal miners, the gap is just big. But we should be able to fill in that gap and ensure that the sector will have young entrepreneurs in terms of mining who are able to say on a monthly basis, I'm depositing this much in my savings account. I am investing this much on the money market. I am investing this much on the capital market. So we should then be able to build those young people. But it takes an organization that has got a model or that has got a value chain of some sort. And in the end, we are also looking forward to be able to process some of these materials, that's these metals within our organization. But as we are saying, it's a process, and it cannot be a one-day or one-year process.
It takes a while.
In our strategic plan, we should be able to have those projects. And I think we should be able also to invite you to then say, come and see what we are talking about that day. This is where we are.
Okay. We have a new caller on the line, Evans. So tomorrow,
hello.
Right. on the eve of that. Hello.
Yes, comrade. Muripa mebo taura izvenyu.
Right. Tukutaura panhau yevakomana vari kutaura seba yuti. Urongwa wegovernment yedu chaichaiwo isusu hatione huru kunyatsoti rati tachiedza chedu chamangwana kuti pachazoiwo nemabasa edu isu
but tikaonai mukoma
even how they run mamainzi ari kutaura vakuru vedu zvizhinji zvacho zviri kuafecta isu as mayuti pakuti zvavataura kuti isusu totopindawo makombe avaitiri makorokoza chichi vanouya kana vachazotenga magoridhe racho vataura kuti vanoti hanzana fidelity uye tinozva pabhajeti rekuti tikwanise kutengerwa maminerals acho hatiri kuzoona chiitika but they are using us as exploiting us because zvizhinji tiri kungosaro hapana kana chinhu wanitobwano
asi honai kamukoma wangu
avatiunzirai
honai mukoma wangu
every transaction andakuita ini ndakasevha mari yangu ini 2 cents dzikarohwa pa every dollar how about ndandakasika na $100 muakaunti mangu pandichazoita sei ndendatorwa mari tori about nearly $3 saka haizandone zvine chiedza zvatakaitirwa ne government humanitary fund yavo iyo
allright apo tapanzwa pamakabata apo mataura maonero enyu asi ndoda kukubvunzaiwo kuti zvino munofunga kuti zvoitwa sei imimi kuti nyika igadziriswe zvinhu zvifambirewo vechidiki semi mumaindastiri nemumabasa
kuti zvitifambirewo isusu maindastiri nemumabasa ikonozvati hazviri zvemabasa hatingatotauri because sindrome election hatina kana chiedza chatombooona iwo zvavanofanira vaitawo reengagement iyaya vanotaura nezvayo kuti vakaa nemamwe nedzimwewo nyika dziri kunze chii but sebato ndiona vakuru vedu hurumende yedu since from 2008 ndo yaingowanika iripo saka zvinhu zvinotovaremera isu hatitombori navo hatitombovimbe navo because ha taneta nazvo
saka zvavari kuti Zimbabwe is open for business hamusi kuzviona here
Zimbabwe is open for business just for their chief. Iwo ndo vanongobhenefita kana vachitaura vachiti Zimbabwe is open for business kwavari zvinoita asi kwatiri zhinji rwezimbabwe udondi hatitombovatembi hatipinde navo panyaya iyo
allright mukoma no tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa muchitaurawo maonero enyu nemhuri yezimbabwe kudai
ya zvakanaka
mova nezuva rakanaka Umuzwile Mike, so the brother is speaking to the idea of the Zimbabwe is open for business. He feels it's a joke and it's only there to benefit a few elite and none of the intended beneficiaries. So as a young man, he feels like they are not part of it. It's not, it's never meant for them. They don't get to benefit or see the fruits of
it.
Hands dololo akuna chun
nothing Yeah. Hi, Bafethu, what's starting here for Anna? Let's take a little break. Lapha lamhlanje kuhlelo, we have, we're starting our segments. Lapho, we're giving you little PSAs. And of course, lamhlanje yokuqala will be about umuntu ongusakhulayo. We are all pleading to you njengelizwe, abantu abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe, all people who live in Zimbabwe. We have a quick plea, a PSA. We have been supplied with a couple of information of a young gentleman who has gone missing. So, Bafethu will play this video for you. And of course, if you know where this gentleman is, if you know where this young lad is, please contact the details that you will see on the video that is coming up next. And we will reiterate on it. Let's go to that quick video, Bafethu. Right, Bafethu Lebonile lapha, uKeith Mathemati went missing on Friday, 28 September 2018, around midday. Bafethu, if you know where he is, if you have seen Keith, we plead with you all, please contact Mr. L. Mathemati at 263-776-153-267, or you can contact Mrs. L. Rubaza, 263-77-278-5976, or you can contact ZRP at Kuwadzana Police Station. The number, of course, is 263-421-0288. His name is Keith Mathemati. He was last seen on Friday, the 28th of September. Around midday, he was wearing a number 11 Brazil soccer team shirt. Bafethu, please, if you see Keith, please, please, I beg of you, I plead with you all, contact the above people. Vanzo.
Yes. Mwana we hanza ita seko. Wanu darireko.
Amen. Yes. Nito upenyo.
To imba cha kurumbizo kuwana wano muona. Mm-hmm. Wa zivise wa kumbiru wa kutiva zivise. Mapurisa hanzi ndeye kupu Kuwadzana.
Kuwadzana police station.
Ah, okay. Mapurisa aripejiko. Kana mataza kubatele Kuwadzana. Bata ichero mapurisa aripejiko nemi.
Mm-hmm. Libachele.
Muwa zivise. You never know. You might just help somebody today.
Mm-hmm. So let's go back to the topic at hand.
We have another
caller. Kola mlaleli mtereri. Hello, hello.
Anon's mic.
Yeah, hello.
Magadi, are you come?
Ah, kibo simba magadi ko.
Aiwa, tiripo zita ndia.
Ndiwe vastole.
Ah, vastole. Mnuchara ndebele.
Yeshona.
Ashona chete. All right, Vanzo, taurao na vastu.
Muno dakara ere msharu kwa?
Ndino dakara. Asuma amandi kanga nwaka.
Ah, una yasi mbapinda mchirongu waka nasi mko.
No, yeah, it's maiga. Atombo taura msati mafona kutanza hand blast ndakaba maka. Mukoma.
Ah, dodomu.
Vamuna angagwa, varu kuparidza kuti Zimbabwe is open for business. Vamwe vechidiki muZimbabwe, varu kuchema, varu kuti zvinazvina kumira zvakanaka. Vamwewo vakajamba maboda, vakaenda kwakasiyana siyana. Vamwe ndovari vakakwirawo dzindege, vakaenda kumhiri kwemakungwa kutsvaga kurarama. Zvino hanzi kwava nenew dispensation. Zvochiitwa seiko nai mukoma kuti vechidiki vawane chavanobatawo pavanga mhanye napo. Vajgo vachiguta.
Munozvo zviri kunesa. Chokwadi ndo chinonyanya kunesa kutaura munyika medu muZimbabwe muno. Ndetegona kutaura chokwadi zvedu zvaigadzirika zvakanaka. Onai izvozvi so tine vana so ndinotonyanya kurwadzwa noti ndenge ndine vana. Ndemwana akagraduate ane 6 years. Pasaira ari sokuwanika. Zvonzi takukupai mukana wokuopen a business rini futi. Amoti zvinorwadza izvozvo shiwa. Asi ndikurumba tichingonyeperwa zuva nezuva asingonyeperwa chete. Taimboimbirwa masongo rambai makashinga tikaramba takashinga apu kibheti mukuramba tichingonzaro takachembera taizvi. tichingotarwa nyaya iyo uyo cheke ngoti zvakati zvinozodai zvakati zvinozodai ah vakomana veraimbona marwadziro atinetwa so azvimbonaki dzimufungi tiri kurwadziwa
handiti
maona
zvoitwa sei
nayo haingonzi mikana pese pese handiti maona mikana iye itori pachavo ndozvinotirwadza izvozvo Then you can AIZ, you can you talk to the ordinary people one way one. Maybe one and the other to Sardana Pacha, open and can I, Canada, Panama, those of Bassana, you don't talk about it. What is in Javadjuani?
Hey, Snow Snow, Zinga Gadzi is saying I am come
on. I mean, the store was you are to the Kunipa. Paying what you want to do, they like I should die. I want you to go. Munona utsinyi unomoneta munopatiri isusu mukurarama kwedu munyika meduka ndokuti hatidi isusu zvinonakira vamwe vanhu vese dei vanhu ava kuri kuti from the wedding uye zvose zvinotaura ngatizvodai ngati hapana chinonaka apa kana politics dzemunotsinya kugadziriswa handiti ko vanhu vakangotorana vakaita kuti vanhu vaitisiiruvarame zvakanaka zvinoita sei
aiwa ndatenda mukoma wangu vastole manzwa mike zviri kutaurwa navastole rega tigotaura kuti vari kuti kudii tigovanyeya vaenda tokutendai zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma
ngatikurudzirane nyaya yachoro pamunoita maprogram senyuka ngatikurudzirane kuti vanhu havasine mweya wekuvengo kana munhu akati opposition hatichafani kuvengana ngatitaura tiri vake nyika handiti
ndizvozvo
mukomandozvingatite program chingotitira program iye vanhu tichifona tinyatsokuonesa vanhu ava kuti kana mukava munhu akata kuoposa ndokuti murambe nezvitonga ka mugadzirise zvinhu manjokati munhu weopposition zeni enemy zvinotaura chii
aiwa taanzwa mukoma anzi shoko harivhikwi sezvibhakera rinosvika chete kwarakananga so tichataura mike wanzwa chirongwa chiri kudiwa namukoma
stoela ngemzulu babo stole vanyatsotaura nyaya yavo zvechokwadi
all right mukoma wangu mova nezuva rakanaka
tinaro hedu zuva riri mana asi harinyatsotiitira zvakanaka
all right regai tibate vamwe vateereri so
zvakanaka
mike Mr. Stole, your favorite brother, he says he's got a daughter who graduated 6 years ago.
But still,
nothing has happened. No job, no business opportunity, no nothing. Mm-hmm. 6 years ago, so it's 6 years wasted of no life. So he says people are just lying. The government is not giving them opportunities. They are only meant for a few in the right circles. And then so he cries that opportunities should be made available to everybody, not just a select few, like he feels. And he also adds that the politics of the country should be set right, and then everything else should come after.
Okay, with that in mind, let's go back to Vafundikwa. Vafundikwa, mchiripo parinare?
Yes, mchiripo parinare.
Right, aiwa. Tiripo. Vas Tole pointed out something very, very important, which raised a big question in my mind, is how do you go about selecting the miners, Vechidiki, that you guys as an organization choose to work with? Is it people that are just coming from the top crop, Variba elites, or is it people that you feel, okay, Abandwe Vechidiki, Yiba Abantaba Sokolae, Vane potential of generating something positive for the country?
Thank you. I think, we pointed out that on the day when we made our press update or press brief, we work with both miners who are already on the ground and those who intend to venture into mining. So we are not selective, and I would want to point out that this organization is apolitical. It doesn't follow any political party or subscribe to a political party, but it's an organization that is founded on principles of coexistence. We would want to have young people from wherever they are to participate in the mining sector. So the opportunities are there for young Zimbabweans. We don't select it on the basis of politics. We don't select on the basis of education. We just say if your desire is in the mining sector, we can show you the way how you'll be able to mine. So
both young people who have graduated with mining degrees. So that's why I was saying mining engineers are there, mining surveyors are there. Mm-hmm. Or young people who have not even completed grade 7 or primary education. Mm-hmm. They are there, they are working in the communities in terms of they are illegally mining. So we organize them into sector, into syndicates, and then be able to assist them. And I would want to point out that we are pursuing a partnership with Empower Bank. You may recall that there is a bank that is that has been commissioned for young people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And through that partnership, we should then be able to finance a project for the small-scale miners, especially those who want compressors or jackhammers or the chemicals that may want that are used in the mining process.
Mm-hmm.
A small amount that can ensure that a young person can start mining a registered claim. Mm-hmm. So we should be able to work with Empowering again on that. But for bigger mining claims, we will then pursue the investment route where we should be able to partner with other investors, like if they are coming from China, if they are coming mm-hmm. from America. We would want also your organization to refer even investors to us so that such partnerships can be used. We are also pursuing joint ventures where a young person probably has explored a mining claim mm-hmm. or has registered a mining claim or a syndicate has registered a mining claim. Then we have investors coming from South Africa probably to form a joint venture mm-hmm. and they can start mining. These big mining companies that you see have not just started on that note, but some have started small. Mm-hmm. But we saw them growing
into something,
and we'd like want to see that for young people. So we don't select on the basis of education or political affiliation. Every young person is free to join our organization and start the process of mining. And we'll take each other through. We are also learning, and when they come in, they also share ideas. So it's a platform to share ideas, platform to interact, platform to link with others. There's no monopoly of information or ideas.
Right. Once again, Mr. Fundiko, please hold on to the line one more time. Bafethu Nqandi, if you all now sandungena kuhlelo isikhathi Evans 8:53 Zimbabwe. 7 minutes left in the program. Bafethu, we have one more caller to take, and then sisifika emaphethelweni kuhlelo. Mlaleli mthereri, caller, hello.
Hello.
Magadi enyumkom.
Watripo magadi mkomo.
Ayi watripo zita ndiani?
Zita ndisikhumbuzo moyo.
Hawu baba moyo unjani?
Uyakhuluma ubaba moyo.
Ayi nya kunjani?
Hayi siphili, kanti usukhuluma nami ngesitshona wangakhulumi ukuthi hayi baba mina ngifuna ukukhuluma ngesiNdebele.
Mina ngiyakhuluma zonke ilanguage, isiShona, isiNdebele, konke.
Uyabona ke ngiyabathanda abantu bakomthwakazi. Right, baba moyo, udabula usegudwini uluzwile, wena uthini nga?
Ah, indaba le ekulungisise zemali lezi.
Mm.
Ayikho indaba abangayilungisisa ukuthi uthi ungalungisisa imali ungalungisisanga khona lapho kuvela khona imali.
Mhm.
Into okufuze bayenze ukuthi bathole i-source of ukuthi bavule ama-industry asebenze ukuze abantu babe nemali elizweni.
Mm-hmm.
I-problem yemali iyakusiphelile.
Mm-hmm.
Kodwa as long ama-industry evaliwe abantu bengasebenzi, imali le abatshona beyilungiselele ukuthi balungiselele imali lokhu nalokhu yiza kula nto abangayenza.
Kodwa baba, kuyini okumele kwenzeke ukuze i-industry yangikhona ivuleke ke?
Ukuze industry vuleke ukuthi balungise ama-policies ayowelize, bahlale phansi abantu kuwelelwane kwenziwe into ezi-straightforward ezingelabutsotsi phakathi.
kodwa uyamuzwa lapha ubaba uEfraim Mfundiko esithi umongameli yena is made ama policies lawa more flexible for abantu abasakhulayo ikakhulukazi labo who are looking to get into mining ukuthi labo bathole imali encane bafake epoketini.
Ngizombuza ukuthi ngisiza kahle yena especially thina abantwana esingekhwelizweni okwamanje. Cela thina abenze like basikhiphela ama-stand okulento ezi-straightforward ezinamaphepha ezilento zonke sizakhona
ukubaelawo
ma-stand ingauzoukansil othebe kuye ngena omunye ukansil oleibingekho emthethweni ukusebenzisa ama-resources
baba moya ngicela uchede kancane ngoba i-network yakho keeps breaking now awusazwakali.
Okay. Yithimina.
Yebo.
Angazi usungizwa kahle manje.
Re, hawu sizwakala kahle. Ngwa, perfect.
Inkinga esilayo yiyo leyo kokuthi abafowethu. Baba zikho straightforward since for 37 years abantu sokuze kuluza ipatience from ebantwini ngokuthi izinto zabo azila straightforward. Into yabo ayilahlelo lwabo olu straightforward. Manje bebesitshela ukuthi ibhondi le-US dollar imali elinganayo kodwa manje sokutshintshile sokuthiwa kazisalingani kanjani. So into yabo nto into zabo bathatha i-gold post balifakele lapha abafuna ukufaka i-gold bora khona ukuthi athini selilapha kuma wena uthi ufuna ukuthola igoli le indawo. So these people are very angry and selfish embusweni abawenza for 37 years akula nto abasenzele yona. They are failing. Abavume kuphela ukuthi bayehluleka. They are failure.
Hayi baba Sikhumbuzo, sikuzwile kahle baba. Thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo.
Okay, thank you mtaka baba.
Right, Evans umzwile ubaba Sikhumbuzo.
Angiyamuzwanga.
Uyakhala ukuthi ama policies, ma policies aya emthungameli wenyika anza aiwa, they need to be a little more flexible so that they can accommodate one Rejidiki. He feels as though these policies that have been set up make it very, very difficult, especially for some people to understand the policies in the first place. Cuz I spoke about ba mthungameli wenyika seems to have made the a certain policies more flexible for Andrejidiki so that they can get into mining. But guys, akuqondanga. It's not clear and straightforward for them to say, okay, ukapfura pana A uchenda kuna B. It's that easy for you to get to B.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right. No, tazwanzwa manje kuti vatichi.
So vafundikwa pasara 2 minutes muchirongwa, pedza ika muchirongwa. Pedza ichirongwa, I guess finish your last words. Last minute wrap up. Would you do those kind of watch? Now, to get more information on Zimbabwe Allied Youths in Mining, you keep referring them to you guys. Where are they supposed to go?
Right. Mazita. Nguwa enyu ndo ya kupera kai. Zakandru kutizo, imuchibimbu. Vana vechidiki ngavasa chira kunze. Kava uye tibatane tichere migodhi ndeyedu maresources aya aripo kuti tiite basa. Mukatya kuti mapolicies haana kukwana haasi kutendera vechidiki kuita inga tiri kutaura wani isu tirimo uyai takazvitanga isu tiri kuita saka moteverawo kaimomo vatiri kufamba namo tiri kuti mapolicies haangonaki zuva iroro. Tikabatsirana tose tinosvika kwakanaka. The experience that you get when you start mining, and I think you agree with me, if you are entrepreneurs, you need to start something. So the moment you start to experience it. And when you experience it, you'll be able also to share with others what you are doing. So we are open. As young people would want to say again, we are open for business. As this nation is open for business, as young miners, we are also open for business.
All right, wafundi kwa nguva, 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 ndia pera mkoma. Thank you so much. Right, Evans, uvazwile abalaleli
bethu. Hi, nasimanga vakawanda, but we had a good show, man.
Good show, conversation, yeah, well done.
We'll do this again sometime very soon.
Thank you for everyone that joined. Uhlelo bafundikwa, thank you so much. Abalaleli, thank you so much. Olivalisa ngenjabulo. Let's meet same place, same time next week. Mumaikobe. Have a good time.
Evans Zeninga. Out.